You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters. All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Coming up, we will check with Robert Spencer on how the Biden administration's approach to Iran is beginning to backfire. Dr. Gina Loudon was with the former president this weekend and a few thousand other people concerned about the country in Mar-a-Lago. We'll get a report, and it's a Money Monday. Stay here.
Happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
And he's playing a role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right. Thank you for being here. And thank you to those of you that still love and care about your country. I wish that was everyone's desire today. That is one of the things that I am saddened by when I think about where we are and the great privilege that God has granted America. When we think about all of the blessings that we are bestowed, and yet we have such a I don't know if it's just an impractical impatience about we don't have the time to be bothered about some of the small things. But friends, we're going to need to, because not even a full four months into office, President Biden is desperately attempting to what I think it's fair to classify it as is erase America. And I'm not talking about like his former boss, Mr. Obama, who talked about fundamental transformation style of change. That was not good. And we had to speak up for some of those things. But no, President Biden is racing with blinding speed towards destroying just about every vestige of our representative republic. And you got to give it to him in kind of in a nutshell. It's a little bit brilliant, because a lot of people that don't pay attention believe he's not really capable of doing anything any faster than grabbing his lunchtime Jell-O. You know, that's about the fastest he moves in a given day. But what he's actually attempting to do, and this is my concern, and I documented all this in townhall.com over the weekend, he's attempting to undo American accountability in elections through his support with H.R. 1. He's attempting to undo our economic foundations by massively printing, read that as devaluing, but massively printing more and more money that doesn't have any value to it. They just print more of it. He's attempting to destroy free enterprise and job growth with coming mass tax increases. He says it's only going to be on people that make above a certain amount of money, and then it turns out it's not going to be true at all. It's going to be on people way below that range. He's attempting to take away individual liberties by the proposed mask mandates that he'd love to see extended. Dr. Fauci had a little bit of egg on his face with that over the weekend. He was asked, Dr. Fauci, Texas got rid of their mask mandate. They're completely open. No masks required. And yet they have not had any uptick in coronavirus at all. And he's sitting there like a kid on a log going. The president, though, back to him, he's trying to end the Senate filibuster. And if he could do that, then he believes he could get through any law that he would like to get through. And be mindful, he wants to do that with the thinnest of margins. He doesn't have a majority in the Senate. It's a tied Senate. He has to send his vice president over to cast the tie-breaking vote. He's attempting to overwhelm the security of our country. By more or less ignoring the border problem, he's encouraging hundreds of thousands of unverifiable persons. We don't know who they are. Coming from only God knows where, unknown origins, to cross our borders, and we're not even scrutinizing them or penalizing them. He advocates for a police force that's weakened. He's pledged to take the guns away from law-abiding gun owners. And in general, I think he wants to pervert the system of justice so dramatically that you wouldn't even recognize the Constitution when he's done. That's why he had the whole discussion on Friday about packing the Supreme Court and starting the official review process of forming a committee that he's hoping, friends, don't be confused by this. He's hoping that that committee comes back to him and gives him a blue ribbon report saying it is time to get past the backward thinking of the Constitution and to open up the floodgates and put as many judges on the court as you want. And since you're president at the time that you're doing it, I guess you get to pick them all. One of the most anti-democratic, anti-American, anti-constitutional ideas that has ever been put forward, and he's put it forward. His basis for why? It was the very complicated explanation of the judicial system is gotten out of whack, which I can only presume is a very technical piece of language for saying something like, my executive orders are going to be big, big trouble if they ever hit the courtroom, so we've got to get this switched. That would be a legitimate worry to someone who is illegitimately writing laws as a dictator and expecting all the plebs to just kneel in obedience when he passes by. One of his predecessor's most pronounced accomplishments, Mr. Trump, was the placing of nearly 300 originalist jurists at every level of the federal courts. So yeah, his executive orders are going to be in deep weeds. Shockingly, President Biden's former boss, Mr. Obama, had left all those vacancies open for Mr. Trump, and he was glad to plug the holes. Took him about 3 years to do it, but he remade the judiciary in America. The left witnessed during the Trump years how quickly the progressive agenda could be stopped if you had a healthy constitutional republic at work. And it's why they immediately exploited the COVID-19 crisis to change election standards by any means necessary in all of the swing states. It's why you could scribble an X or a straight line and say that it matched a signature that was on file somewhere. It didn't even have to get close. And it's why they are calling every election reform that's been passed since the election in Wisconsin, in Michigan, in Georgia, the ones that are coming forward in Pennsylvania, the ones that are underway in Virginia, the ones that are under progress in Arizona. They're calling all of them racist because they don't want to tell the truth. As a matter of fact, they don't want anybody to know that they want to cheat, that cheating is how they intend to win the elections going forward. Scribble whatever you want. Get it done in the back of a van. Bring as many suitcases of blank ballots as possible. They have to call them racist. They don't have any other explanation. They didn't win the state assemblies in 2020. They lost seats in the House of Representatives. They lost gubernatorial seats. They only gained the Senate because that runoff race used the same faulty problem that they used in the presidential race. You know, the race that just went, you know, a couple of weeks before that, they used the same system. And that was how the Senate eked to a 50-50 tie. President Biden and whoever his puppet master is who controls him knows in the back of their mind it's a short runway to 2022. If you look at the maps, if you look at gerrymandering, if you look at what's going to happen, the way districts are going to be redrawn, Republicans who, again, did not lose the House, they gained seats in the House. They didn't lose state houses. They didn't lose gubernatorial races. They are going to recreate districts, and they're going to pick up seats. They are likely going to take the Senate back. President Biden and whoever's pulling his string, Susan Rice, Barack Obama, whoever it is, they know that this runway is very short. They're not going to have endless amounts of time to come in and try to do things through legislation, because legislation requires compromise with the other side. Legislation requires working with people who disagree with you. And short of a violent overthrow, the only way to change the society quickly is executive orders and reforming of the courts. And that's what they've done. They've turned President Biden into Hugo Chavez. He just makes up whatever he wants it to be, signs the order, and now he wants to reform the court so that you actually have no means of accountability. They can't do that with a court that's going to hold them accountable. And they can't choose violence because Americans own 300 million firearms. He may talk slow. He may genuinely appear confused and dazed at times. But beneath President Biden's Mr. Magoo Act, you've got an entire apparatus that is focused very carefully on rolling back every constitutional protection and changing everything they can to embrace a Marxist progressive ideology. They want to do away with the things that you and I hold dear. And if we cherish our God-given freedoms, if we believe that they're important, we need to get active. We need to refuse to roll over. We need to defend with integrity the doing of the good. And I pray that we have still enough people in there to turn the tide. But no one can say we weren't warned. We're watching them. They're doing it every day, right in plain sight, right in front of us, every single day. I'm Kevin McCullough. If you want to revisit these thoughts, I've got them posted at townhall.com under yesterday's column in the columnist section there. Would appreciate if you took a look at it. Coming up next, we're going to go overseas, talk about Iran and Israel, what's happening there. Robert Spencer joins me, the proprietor of jihadwatch.org. Coming up next.
Numbers mean much to me because of prostate cancer. I'm Johnny Braggs, the number two, for my stepfather who died of prostate cancer and my uncle who suffered so much after prostate cancer surgery. The number 15, 15 years since Dr. Lederman's successful treatment of my prostate cancer. The number zero, which is my PSA, zero, after Dr. Lederman's successful prostate cancer treatment, what every man wants. The numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, important for every man with prostate cancer. 1, getting the most successful treatment. 2, avoiding radical robotic surgery. 3, keeping sexual function. 4, maintaining urinary control. Call my Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES, to consider his prostate cancer treatment for you. Most insurances, Medicare, Medicaid accepted. 1384 Broadway at 38th. Call 212-CHOICES for prostate cancer treatment. Call Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES. I'm glad I did. You'll be number one with Dr. Lederman.
From executive producer and MyPillow founder Mike Lindell comes the hilarious new faith-based comedy, Church People, with a special guest appearance from Mike himself. Church People is a hilarious, heartwarming reminder that the gospel is enough. It all starts when America's youth pastor, Guy Sides, realizes he's stuck in the megachurch marketing machine and wants to find his passion again. But when Guy attempts to get back to the heart of ministry, he is thrust into the throes of dissuading his misguided church leadership from performing a strange and potentially blasphemous stunt for the upcoming Easter service while navigating his own personal problems. Church People will leave you laughing out loud while ultimately reminding you of the true meaning of the gospel. Amen. Watch Church People at SalemNow.com. That's SalemNow.com. Use promo code MOVIE for additional savings.
Listen to The Mission WMCA anywhere you go with the AM570 The Mission mobile app. Download on Google Play, iTunes, or listen to TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or Radio.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. As you know, my friend, Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop just by making the best pillow, which he did. Now Mike has gone and done it again, introducing My Slippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop these slippers. They are designed to wear indoor and out all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, they are also made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, Mike is offering 40% off his new My Slippers. The My Slippers are so comfortable that you'll want to get some for the whole family. Call 1-800-651-0798 and use the promo code WMCA. or go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, and use promo code WMCA. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream Bed Sheets, the MyPillow Mattress Topper, my personal favorite, and MyPillow Towel Sets. Call 1-800-651-0798 and use the promo code WMCA.
Do you want to send your child to a Christian school but are overwhelmed by the cost? Then WMCA's discount tuition program may be right for you. The discount tuition program is a way for parents to send their children to a quality Christian school at half the cost of the annual tuition. We've partnered up with some of the leading schools in the New York, New Jersey metro area to help parents to reduce the costs and still have their children receive a quality, faith-based education. Here are just a few of the participating schools. Gateway Academy, Eastern Christian Elementary, Bergen County Christian Academy. You can see the full list of participating schools at WMCA.com. WMCA is also offering each school the opportunity to promote their school with a full radio advertising campaign. For more information on how you can send your children to a Christian school at half the cost of the annual tuition or how you can get your school enrolled in the program, go to WMCA.com or call Rachel at 212-857-9630. That's 212-857-9630.
Open the Bible with Colin Smith.
Jesus used two words to describe a believer's relationship with the Holy Spirit. He dwells with you and will be in you. The Holy Spirit is with us. Now there's a distinction there, so don't fall into the trap of confusing all that you think and say with the mind of the Spirit. But Jesus also said that the Spirit would be in his disciples. There's a union there. So the Spirit is more than a mentor who shows us what to do and then leaves us to do it. He dwells in us and gives us all that we need. The Holy Spirit is able to touch the deep places of your soul, renewing your mind, redirecting your affections, and molding your will. And it's the presence and power of the Holy Spirit in the life of a believer that makes the Christian life possible.
To learn more about the God of the Bible, come to Open the Bible. .org.
When you need a lawyer you can trust, call the law offices of Dan Buttafuoco and Associates. Call 1-800-NOW-HURT. That's 1-800-NOW-HURT.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. And as we were just talking in the last segment, a lot of things are different in this administration. Foreign policy, domestic policy, you've got all kinds of things that seem almost like they're in the upside down compared to where we were only 4 or 5 months ago. And my next subject matter is no exception. When you talk about the relationship with Israel and Iran and what is happening in that region of the world, it's not looking like it did under the recently very peace-driven times with the Donald Trump team. So why is that happening? And why did the defense secretary need to go to Israel and reaffirm that we were going to stand with the Israelis? Why wasn't that something that they just took for granted? Here to discuss is Robert Spencer, the authority on radical Islam throughout the world. Jihad Watch, of course, is the website that he operates, and I strongly recommend you to check that out on a regular basis. Robert, always good to talk to you. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Why did we send the defense secretary to Israel last week? What were his goals and intentions?
Well, what he's trying to do is pressure the Israelis to strong arm the Israelis and pressure them into accepting various concessions to the Palestinians. The Taylor Force Act that was passed a few years ago during the Trump administration prohibits any American aid going to entities that fund terrorism. Now, the Palestinians, they openly fund terrorism. They pay salaries to jailed terrorists and their families, the families of deceased terrorists. So the defense secretary went over to Israel to try to explain to them why the Biden administration has resumed aid to the Palestinians in defiance of this act, why the Israelis should get on board, and why the old policies of appeasement and accommodation that were pursued for so many years before the Trump administration in regard to the Palestinians should be reinstated. Are being reinstated.
Is much of that money that is being given to the terrorist, does that also come from Iran? Are Iran's fingers involved in, is kind of the puppet masters of the Palestinians?
Yeah, absolutely. Iran funds Hamas, which is a lot of people don't realize because Hamas is a Sunni group and Iran is Shiite. But the war against Israel trumps the Sunni-Shiite divide. And so Iran funds Hamas, funds Palestinian Islamic Jihad, and a lot of that money goes to jihad terrorists.
What has Israel's response been thus far to the new team in Washington?
Well, I think we saw that most vividly with the recent explosion at the Natanz nuclear facility, the most important nuclear facility in Iran. And Israel is clearly involved in this explosion. It's a crippling blow to Iran's nuclear program, and it also signals that Israel is not going to sit around and let Joe Biden hand their head on a platter to Iran. They're going to strike out themselves to defend their own country. And they realize that they cannot and should not depend upon Biden's handlers to take care of their defense for them.
Yeah. You know, in the Obama years, there were a handful of voices like you that were out there poo-pooing the Iran deal. I think during the Trump years, many more people came to understand why that agreement was so flawed. Has Biden faced any opposition in trying to reinstate it or get it going again? In other words, has anybody actually said, wait a minute, this isn't such a good idea, and now the American people know a lot more about the reason why?
Mike Pompeo has been very vocal about it, but he's really about the only one. There's nobody on the Democrat side, and I think it's a face-saving move, Kevin. You see, this was the fruit of the work of the so-called and self-anointed foreign policy experts like John Kerry. And when Trump's team came in, whom they regarded as a bunch of semi-barbaric amateurs who didn't know anything, and they concluded peace agreements between Israel and several of its neighbors, they showed up the experts. Now the experts are back in the saddle, and they have to reassert that they were right all along or try to give that appearance. So the Iran deal is the centerpiece of their supposed achievements. Nobody's going to whisper a word of protest against it.
Well, given that the Abraham Accords did seem to receive very good treatment globally, quite a lot of people congratulating Israel and those states to coming to those agreements, where does the future of that agreement stand?
Well, it could go either way. Obviously, Iran being emboldened by Biden's appeasement and inaction means that the states that are threatened by Iran, Israel, the UAE, Bahrain, and so on, they're going to continue to see that they need to work together against the Iran threat. And so right now, the accords are still on track. If, however, the Iranian threat somehow recedes, which is a completely unforeseen circumstance at this point, there's no reason to assume that it will at all. But should that happen, then the Abraham Accords could be broken because the various states involved will see that they're not needed anymore and that they don't want to be on the wrong side of the United States either.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see where that lands. Let me ask you about Iran again for a second, because with Soleimani's death and now with the crippling destruction of this major nuclear reactor, where do they stand with their current capabilities? And have we been successful in delaying any of that success for them through the actions of taking Soleimani out and what Israel did with this reactor over the weekend?
Yeah, no doubt about it. The Trump administration's primary approach to Iran was to reinstate very strong sanctions, which crippled the Iranian economy. And a lot of the so-called foreign policy experts here again said, oh, no, this is terrible. It'll just turn the people away from the United States. But what it actually did was turn people away from the regime. And the Iranian regime was in very serious trouble and had to scale back its activities to a tremendous degree.
Yeah.
But now, of course, all that's off the table. The sanctions are being removed. The money is going to flow to Iran again. And so any delay in their nuclear program caused by this kind of thing will be paying for the repairs.
Is this an election year in Iran?
I don't know that offhand. I think it might be, but it doesn't really matter ultimately.
Well, I was just going to ask.
It's all candidates chosen by the supreme leader.
Right.
You know?
So what do you think is a best case scenario that we can anticipate out of the Biden administration, and kind of the worst case scenario with Iran over the next year? And give me kind of what you think those look like.
The best case scenario would be that he leaves the current sanctions in place, finds some rationale for doing so, and that lets events take care of themselves. In Iran, it's very possible that the regime could fall. But the worst case scenario, of course, is that he showers billions upon Iran, and if they remain true to form, and there's no reason to think that they won't, they will use that to fund their nuclear program and international terrorism before they use it to take care of their own people.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be a very as many changes in this administration have been, it's going to be a very hot area to watch. A lot of things that were corrected in the last 4 years are now back on track to just go utterly awry, and we are watching it. And I'm appreciative of Robert Spencer, who's written The Dummy's Guide to Iran. You've got to read all of Robert Spencer's books. He is the foremost authority on jihad on planet Earth, and he doesn't pull any punches. Robert, always appreciate you joining us. Thank you for being here today.
Thanks much, Kevin. Always a pleasure.
Kevin McCullough, when we come back, what's going on with the president and the big gatherings at Mar-a-Lago, and what the campaign for 2022 is looking like? Gina Loud joins me next. Don't go anywhere.
This year, nearly 22,000 American women will be diagnosed with ovarian cancer, and another 14,000 will die. Even worse, 10% of these deaths will be linked to a product that's found in nearly everyone's medicine cabinet. Hey ladies, this is Liz Black, and I need to tell you about a common household product that is killing innocent women. Talcum powder. For decades, studies show that talcum contains asbestos, a known cancer-causing agent. Yet, companies like Johnson & Johnson unconscionably sell this dangerous product. This May, after being conclusively linked to deadly ovarian cancer, mesothelioma, and fallopian cancer, talcum powder was finally pulled from shelves. If you or a loved one received a cancer diagnosis after using talcum powder at any point, call Buttafuoco and Associates today at 1-800-NOW-HURT. Buttafuoco and Associates is helping clients recover significant damages. If you think your cancer may have been caused by talcum powder, call today, 1-800-NOW-HURT. That's 1-800-NOW-HURT.
This is an important notice to all U.S. taxpayers. The IRS is giving away billions of dollars in tax savings through a federal program called the Fresh Start Initiative to aid delinquent taxpayers. This initiative was established for anyone facing financial hardship and unable to pay their back taxes. Qualifying and enrolling in this program will stop all collections, settle your delinquent tax problem, and even reduce what you owe by thousands of dollars. Call the hotline at People's Tax Relief to see if you qualify and get this free information by dialing 800-285-0395. If you have unfiled tax returns or cannot afford to pay your personal or business back taxes, you can now get the help you need. One simple phone call can resolve your tax problem and save you thousands of dollars. To see if you qualify and to get this important free information, call 800-285-0395. 800-285-0395. 800-285-0395.
Do you want to send your child to a Christian school but are overwhelmed by the cost? Then WMCA's discount tuition program may be right for you. The discount tuition program is a way for parents to send their children to a quality Christian school at half the cost of the annual tuition. We've partnered up with some of the leading schools in the New York, New Jersey metro area to help parents to reduce the costs and still have their children receive a quality, faith-based education. Here are just a few of the participating schools. Hawthorne Christian Academy, International Christian School, Kearney Christian Academy. You can see the full list of participating schools at WMCA.com. WMCA is also offering each school the opportunity to promote their school with a full radio advertising campaign. For more information on how you can send your children to a Christian school at half the cost of the annual tuition, or how you can get your school enrolled in the program, go to WMCA.com or call Rachel at 212-857-9630. That's 212-857-9630.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
A blood- obliterating confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, so glad to have you with us, and a very interesting day around Salem, New York. Many of our team quarantined, so we're literally piecing together our shows because my producer, Joe Piscopo's producer, a lot of the people that are in the office staff, they've all been quarantined. So we're kind of like the guy at the end of the driveway holding the antenna with one hand and kind of trying to put duct tape on something with the other foot. And that's kind of how we're operating today. But we will get through it, I promise you. I am pleased to have Dr. Gina Loudon back with me as every Monday, just about. She is here to add some perspective on events of the day and what's going on. And Dr. Gina, you being the Floridian that you are, I've seen so many stories over the weekend about all the goings-ons at Mar-a-Lago, and it seemed like the president had a bit of things to say. I know they took all the phones away and everything, so it was, you know, kind of kept in-house. So I'm not asking you to betray confidence, but it seems like most candidates that were running for national offices were there, and they were eager to see, I'm sure, and to have a pat on the back by the former president. But what was the atmosphere like, and what does it kind of indicate about how he's doing in this very kind of odd season of life that he's in?
Yeah, it's so fascinating to me. It's unprecedented, really, in history for a president to have this sort of time where all of these perfect storm sort of events are culminating to allow, I would say, not just his reelection, but I would say his ability to broker the party power for what could be really decades to come. Now, of course, you know, we know the president's in his 70s. I'm not saying he's going to broker it from decades to come, but I'm saying the MAGA movement epicenter is centralizing in the state of Florida. First of all, we have the Freedom Factor, where Ron DeSantis has established Florida as a real frontier in Florida.
It's the healthiest state in the union right now. I mean, you can't get more free or more healthy. So,
and even interestingly, Kevin, I was talking to Rachel Campos Duffy this weekend, and she was telling me that she had read this article, fascinating, which she was going to forward to me, and she hasn't yet. But she was telling me that lots of the New Yorkers have moved to Florida.
Oh, yeah.
Get here. They don't. The more leftist leaning ones don't like it in Florida, so they leave. And so the right leaning folks that are moving here are loving it, or they're learning to adapt and thinking, you know, there's a reason Florida's free. There's a reason it feels good. There's a reason they didn't go through all the silly bureaucratic COVID restrictions. And I think we want to stick with it. So you've got that factor contributing. You've got everyone coming here to kiss the ring of Donald Trump. You've got the 45 movement absolutely firmly established at Mar-a-Lago. You've got Florida turning red at a breakneck pace. You've got all of these things aligning. I can't even tell you. I mean, I'm bound to secrecy with a lot of people, but I could off the top of my head name 25 major, and I hate the word influencers, but I'm talking about influential,
right,
red blood, major players who are or have relocated to this area, who are very high up in terms of their ability to have impact in politics over the next decade or longer. And so when you put all of those factors together, Donald Trump reemerging as the candidate in the next election seems almost inevitable,
yeah,
but it will most certainly be with his blessing. There's just no question about that. And anyone denying that is walking around with their eyes closed.
Well, and it's going to be, like you say, whether he runs or doesn't, what he decides to do and who he decides to put the scepter over the head of, so to speak, is going to have a huge advantage because the issues, and this is where I think it's really strategic that he continue to do what he's doing right now, and that is staying involved in policy, staying involved in the day-to-day kind of events of policy. Everything that you're seeing come out of Washington is the opposite of what his administration achieved. I just spoke with Robert Spencer in the last segment. Everything that's happening in Iran right now is antithetical to not only what the Donald Trump administration's position was, but what was good for America. their kind of handling and mishandling of Israel. Same thing. We embraced them. We were excited to work with them to get the Abraham Accords achieved. And now the Biden team is pressuring Netanyahu to say, you've got to work with the Palestinians again. After we kind of more or less disproved that theory, you don't have to work with the Palestinians. You get everybody else in the region happy and things start to happen. So I think that as the president continues to, in his own way, you know, he'll fire off a press release when he feels like the time has come. I know he's got some sort of plan for a social media platform at some point. It is interesting to see that he has not lost 1 ounce of vigor on the biggest issues that face America's. Because I got to say, Dr. Gina, the issues are only getting worse. Whatever they were like when Trump came to power the first time, if he gets reelected, I think the mess he has to clean up is even bigger than it was then.
Well, and I will say, too, he's learned so much. He's become much more discerning in terms of who he's surrounding himself with and how he's going about that process. Also, all of the movements are going to be born out of this area and these people. So the Election Integrity Project, that will be the preeminent Election Integrity Project, will be born here, has been born here. I had Hogan Gidley on my show about this last week. My husband and others are working with him to formulate a massive, you know, ground-supported Election Integrity Project.
Well said. Watch her tonight on Real America's Voice as Dr. Gina goes prime time every weeknight at 7 p.m. Eastern and on Mondays. You can almost always find me on her show as well. Dr. Gina.
That's the best part.
We'll talk to you soon. Thanks for being here.
Okay. See you tonight, Kevin. Thank
Kevin
you.
McCullough, we got a lot more straight ahead, like a check of the markets. Don't go away. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you could save money on your mortgage payment and put more money into your pocket, wouldn't that make sense? Now is the perfect time to call my very good friends, Mike and Brian, at Fellowship Home Loans. Home values are up. The housing market is strong. Interest rates are low, and they're going to stay low. Talk to Mike and Brian about ways you could possibly eliminate PMI, private mortgage insurance, consolidate debt, take cash out for home improvements, and save on your taxes. As a direct lender, you deal directly with the decision makers who will save you the money and guide you every step of the way. And with outstanding customer service reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, you will be amazed by how well you are treated and how simple they make this very complicated process. Call Mike Rakeman and Brian Sheely at Fellowship Home Loans and lock in your low rate today. 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-SAVE. Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA, Fellowship Home Loans, licensed mortgage banker, equal housing lender, NMLS 60134.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. But you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You could save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
Download the AM 570 The Mission mobile app on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on WMCA.com, TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or Radio.com.
Cleanliness and safety are essential to the success of any business. That's why Cintas has introduced our Total Clean program, a one-of-a-kind service that includes scheduled deliveries of essential cleaning supplies, hygienically cleaned uniforms, and on-site sanitizer and disinfectant services to help eliminate germs. Learn what the Cintas Total Clean program can do for you.
Oh, I'm ready!
Visit Cintas.com and get ready for the workday.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, it's Monday, and of course, we at Kevin McCullough Radio like to turn our attention to the markets. I don't know if you're like me, but on Monday morning, I do a check-in. I pull up my little apps, and I see where my holdings are at and what happened, if there were any movements in the pre-opens and what happened over the weekend. And sometimes the metals markets are even moving prior to the opening bell. So there's always stuff to be checking up on. And as we go through this next week and the next weeks to come, friends, let me just remind you, the president has said that he intends to initiate a massive tax increase. That when you combine that with the probability that we're going to see inflation coming very soon, there's just no question about whether or not this is going to be a very bumpy financial season. And my commitment to doing Money Mondays each week is so that you know how to protect yourself. And that's why I am so thrilled that David Fisher is the person that we turn to, because Landmark Capital has helped me protect my portfolio and what we are doing to leave a legacy for our family. And I'm hoping that you are able to do that as well with the help that he gives us. David, good to have you. Welcome back.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate you talking about economics. It's definitely going to change here, it looks like.
Yeah. So Fed Chairman Powell talked, he was on 60 Minutes last night. What did he give us?
Well, it's really important to watch what the president says and does, but it's maybe even more so important what the Fed does and says. And they Jerome Powell talked about three distinctive things, three things we've been talking about, ironically. Interest rates, and he said it's highly unlikely that they will be raised over this year and will remain he didn't say they will remain artificially low, but Steve Leisman from CNBC and many others are saying that. The second thing Fed Chairman talked about, which Archegos Capital, the Fed is reviewing how this one small company had such a large impact, causing chaos in the market. This was on March 29th when Archegos Capital triggered billions of dollars of losses, about $30 billion in stock sale losses. And the third thing, Kevin, they talked about was digital currency. And he had a big concern and focused for the Fed was that the Fed currency is going to come out, but not this year.
So the Feds are going to do a digital currency.
They've been working on it. We talked a little bit on your program a few times. They've been working on it for 2 years. They're a little bit slow and behind the curve. But, yes, it's coming out, but it's not going to happen this year.
I don't like that. I don't want the Fed to do that, but I guess we can't stop them. So what did he basically say these three elements, what impact are these three things going to have on the economy?
Well, let's break this down and one at a time. The single most important thing that investors are focusing on is inflation and interest rates. Well, I think the Fed even knows inflation is already here, and they say it's lower than 2%, lower than 1%. Realistically, it's over 2%. But the Fed is terrified with debt deflation. Let me explain what that is. In other words, when you look at deflation, the traditional term is when, like cell phones, talk about that, technology. Cell phones have gotten more advanced and cheaper per the technology over the years. And cell phones have gotten more expensive, but the ability of what it does from a technology standpoint has gotten cheaper. Debt deflation, on the other hand, is completely different. And central bankers are terrified that we're going to have a deflation is when the value of a bond begins to drop aggressively, making it more expensive to service. And as bond prices fall, yields rise. And that's what's been happening this last 6 months. And many say that it's going to continue to rise yields, which makes debt payments more challenging. And we already have 130% of GDP. In other words, we're way over servicing our debt, and we're going to add another $3 to $5 trillion this year, which means when the Fed starts to be forced to raise rates, and they will, they're going to move the goalposts. They're going to say, oh, now we need to have 2.5% inflation. And they'll change it when we get to that. They'll say it's 3%. They'll change it and say, no, we need to have more like 5%. They're going to believe us to live in this fantasy of the goalposts being moved so they just can continue to print money and service this debt. But at some point, it's not going to work. And that's where the problem is being talked about by many financial economists.
Well, every time they do that, David, doesn't it because gold and precious metals are kind of unchangeable, like, their value does go up a little bit here or there, et cetera. But most of the gains that are made in the metals markets is because the dollar becomes weak.
You're exactly right. In fact, the dollar, and let's jump to the third topic, and we'll forget Archegos Capital, because that's just a sign that a massive leverage could still come out, and we're watching that. But this leads us to the third thing that President or Jerome Powell talked about, digital currency. The dollar has, I said this last week on your show, that the dollar has lost its world global reserve as far as its amount of being used. It's at the lowest place in history over 25 years. The report came out last week by the International Monetary Fund. Ironically, what happened also last week, I've been talking about this, and China did it. They pulled the trigger. According to Seeking Alpha, the Chinese currency, the digital yuan, was just launched. And this is unveiling something we've been talking about. They already done the test runs and the pilot program. What this means simply is they're going to forego using U.S. dollars now completely, and they're going to use this as the launching pad to globally use their currency. And one of the things they're trying to do is when the Beijing Olympics happens in 2022, they want people to come to their country to use this digital currency on a phone app and get used to this. And Stanford University has said, if we wait 5 or 10 years, we're going to end up with a very bad environment. And Jerome Powell just said on Sunday that in his testimony that it's a high priority, but they're years behind China. So we're way behind the game on this, and this develops a very geostrategic and political threat to our U.S. dollar,
right,
and our world reserve.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. But the bottom line, friend, and David, I saw some things on social media this morning, people saying, you know, will digital currency be the safe haven that gold used to be? And I'm thinking to myself, nope, because there's the same problems with the digital currency that there are with paper currency. And if you don't have the inherent value of what you're holding, then it's not going to operate the same. So if you saw the 60 Minutes piece, if you have concerns about the things that David just told us, you need to engage with the Landmark Capital crew and help them know how they can best help you protect what you have earned and saved. 844-604-2575. They'll do a financial blueprint review for you. That's take a look at your strategy and help you understand what you're doing and where some vulnerabilities might be. There's no charge for that. And if you tell them you heard it on Kevin McCullough Radio, David will take care of it personally. 844-604-2575, 844-604-2575. You can also check them out at landmarkgold.com for more info. David Fisher, always appreciate your insights in helping us today.
You're very welcome, my friend.
Kevin McCullough, coming right back. Don't go away.
Sponsored by Landmark Capital Precious Metals Incorporated.
Sean, I'm so glad that you listen to the show and that you enjoy what we do on 970. Tell me about your experience with Landmark Capital.
You know, I was very fortunate to have discovered David through your show.
Did you feel pressure in working with Landmark?
Not at all. As a matter of fact, I had said to him, let me take a chance to do some research on this, and he was very confident that the information that he was giving me was verifiable, and I could feel that over the phone.
Did you get your metals in a timely manner?
I did indeed.
Did you get what you ordered?
Yes, I did.
How would you rate the experience overall from 1 to 10, 10 being high?
10, straight across the board.
Call this number, 844-604-2575. Tell them you heard Kevin McCullough talking about it. Tell them you heard Sean on Kevin McCullough's broadcast, and ask for the resources, ask for the information. Get yourself educated and get yourself protected as we go forward. 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575.
Maxwell, she was scratching and losing some hair. My vet, she says, oh, he must be allergic to chicken. Another vet said, eat the grain. Third vet said, it's the weather. Then somebody said,
DINOVITE.com.
It took 2 weeks, and the dog stopped itching. The hair stopped falling out. The Dynavite is a big part of Maxwell's diet.
You get some Dynavite, how happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Does elder care or state law ever confuse you? Does me. That's why I'm glad Mike Connors is available to answer your question every Thursday on Kevin McCullough Radio. Just send him your question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call 718-238-6500. You can get your questions answered here on Kevin McCullough Radio. And he will also answer them on his show, Ask the Lawyer. That's Saturday mornings at 8 o'clock on AM 570 and FM 102.3, The Mission, WMCA. And Sunday mornings starting at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, very thrilled to have you with us, and thank you for everything that you do every day to think more clearly, to create a more clear world around yourself as you use the information that we give you, whether it's with your family or your neighbors or your community, your church, etc. We are grateful. If you do not already subscribe to the podcast where you could get this broadcast delivered to your inbox, please do so. Go to SoundCloud.com, look for KMC Radio, or go to the Apple Podcast domain and look for Kevin McCullough Radio. Either one of those will get you to the place where you can get it. And we never put it behind a paywall. It's always free because we want the information to be what you're able to receive and get a hold of every single day. I also want to say thank you to Dr. Nan Hayworth, who yesterday when she read the column from townhall.com that I monologued on at the beginning of today's show, she said, absolute fire from Kevin McCullough, every word of this, and she rated it as one of the best op-eds she'd read in a long time, and that was on Twitter. And I want to say thank you to Dr. Hayworth, very kind of her to do that, and I appreciate what she does each day to try to make the world a more clear and succinct place. Speaking of which, I am confused about something. You know, the state of Texas a few weeks ago dropped their mandate for wearing masks. They currently have no mask mandate in the Lone Star State. This has been interesting because in doing so, there was an assumption, at least by Dr. Fauci, who is the highest paid government employee on planet Earth. He makes over $480,000 a year. And we pay for that. That's our tax dollars going to that. But he was asked over the weekend about why there has been no uptick in coronavirus infections in Texas. And it wasn't just that they dropped the mask mandate. It's that also the Biden administration started sending all of the illegals across their planes that they didn't know if they had COVID or not. But there was no uptick in cases. And so there's been a question. Well, why, Dr. Fauci, then? Were you so against undoing the masked mandates to begin with? It's a good question. On the heels of that, last night, Vice President Kamala Harris pinned a picture to her Twitter account as the United States government official of the vice president. And it was captioned, "Brighter days are ahead." She's flying on a private airplane, Air Force Two. She's looking out a window while sitting on a seat by herself that has the seal of the vice president on it. She's looking out a window in which there's lots of sunshine and daylight coming through, and she's with no one. And she's on board this plane with a mask. Friends, I'm done with the virtue signaling. Science, Kevin McCullough. See you tomorrow.